This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How do you feel about today as one of the biggest days of the sports calendar? How will you balance two MLB opening days, NCAA Sweet 16 play, Lakers at the Bulls? What is your projected schedule?
Wow, it's busy day. So I am going to head out to Guaranteed Rate Field, or the Rate, as they call it now. And probably partake in a little bit of pregame festivities, stay for a little bit of the game, and then probably watch part of the NCAA, get kind of a warm-up, and then you sit down, you're locked in, you strap it down, and you got the remote going, and you're going between the Bulls and the tournament. And then when the Cubs come on, my attention will be divided three ways. You're going to have to keep track. Maybe I might go. I don't have one of those fancy televisions like a lot of people do. I don't have two TVs set up or anything like that. It's very.
Elvis had three.
I know. I'm not Elvis. I'm all shook up about tonight, but I'm not Elvis. So I'm going to watch a little bit probably on my phone or device or laptop and keep track of maybe the basketball, college basketball that way, and flip between the Bulls and the Cubs. I do want the Cubs to get off to a good start. I'm very curious about how they attack Zach Gallen. Matt Shaw's first at bat will be must-watch television for me. So this is going to be a challenge, but I relish the challenge because it's all fun.
Yeah, it's a great challenge to take on. I will ingest as much of it as humanly possible. I think we all have to – we are all hoping that Luka and LeBron play, but if Luka and LeBron – and specifically LeBron, are out of the Bulls game, that's going to lessen my need to watch that game. Now, the one problem is that, you know, even when you go out, and this is a go-out night, if you don't have to stay out till midnight, but if you can go out, like, not everybody has CHSN. Like, it's a problem.
Oh, it's a big problem.
Right? So, yeah. Like, Lakers-Bulls might not be available at your local corner tavern. And I know specifically, the Spring Inn does not have it. Like, they don't have CHSN. Wow. So, that's a problem. So, I will watch the Sox at home. Are the Sox on radio anymore? I don't even know if they're on the radio anymore. But I will watch the Sox. And then I will definitely... If I can only watch one thing, I'd be honest... And this might surprise, if I can only watch one thing, I'm watching the college basketball tonight. There are 159.
And you call yourself a Cub fan?
Again, if I will watch first pitch or listen to first pitch or maybe both. But if I can only watch one, I'm watching the tournament because they're you know, it's going to end.
It's do or die.
It's do or die. It's survive in advance.
Yeah.
It's easy for me. I'm going to watch the White Sox as long as I can. In other words, if they drive me away, they will drive me away. But I'm going to watch as much of that game as I can stomach. And then I'm all about the tournament. I want to watch the tournament all night long. I want to check in on the Bulls, see who's playing, what's going on. I feel like the NBA, you can watch while watching other things. I will watch the beginning of the Cubs game just to see how it looks, what their uniforms look like, what they look like, that kind of thing, get a feel for it. Then I will immediately go back to college basketball. As I say, I'm looking in on the Bulls. And if any, you know, the beauty of the college game, the NBA, and Major League Baseball is, of the three things, you probably have to watch the college game closest because it's one and done. So if that's a blowout, if you get a feeling that one team's going to dominate and then you can pay your attention elsewhere, I think baseball, you can kind of, it's almost like you're at a baseball game and you're looking at the scoreboard and you think to yourself, oh no, that inning's going on too long. They haven't updated that. I bet something happened. And then when you tape something, or record it, excuse me, you can go back and see exactly how bad that inning went and how it went that way. So I feel like you can get a lot watched tonight, and I'm going to try to.
If the Sox win, they are in first place.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm just saying.
So you're saying that's the only time this year?
Could be.
What if they win 100 games?
You have them losing 115.
Is that unheard of? I mean, that's better than last year, isn't it? Just saying. They lost 121.
Can't argue with that.
I have them getting better, yeah.
Can't argue with that.
I really look forward to 2 years from now when I can pick them to lose 98.
Keep looking forward.
Yeah, that's the only hope.
Don't look back.
All right, 312-644-6767. Have you thought about how you're going to watch the games? Have you considered what you're going to prioritize?